here, he will give you the details. Go ahead, John.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Dustin?
Yeah.
Hey, Dustin, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Hans asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing. He said you might be interested, but, you know, it's really going to come down to cost. Did you have any questions about the placement on Google or what we'll be able to do for Turf and Tree Wizards?
I don't have a website, so how would that work?
Well, we would build a website for you. We're an A to Z campaign, or A to Z marketing firm. We're a Google partner. We could build you a site, you know, that's easy. The benefit to you in this conversation is the placement on Google. You know, there's people out there at $5,000 websites and don't even show up in front of their customer when they're looking for the service. That's a problem, you know. On the other side, though, I have guys with no website that are listed on the first page of the Google search results, and they're doing great. They're getting calls every day. So the benefit to you is the placement. The website is just an added incentive I could throw in if it's a deciding factor for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I text you over a link to the pricing page so you could see who we are rather than us just tell you. I know you're driving down the road right now. I can hear the car, but if you could click on that link, it'll make things make a lot more sense. Yeah, I texted it to you, to this number that we're on, this 678-720-7768. Okay. You're doing Home Advisor right now?
Yeah.
How's that going? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I wouldn't say I like it a whole lot, but it's alright.
Okay.
It, the leads half the time don't work out, and then they charge you for it.
Right. Right, you know, that's what kind of why I was asking, is because I could solve that problem. You know, if you look up landscaping or if you look up turf or trees, you know, trimming, pruning, stump grinding, just beneath the top three recommended companies where we're talking about listing you on the first page of Google, there's a Home Advisor listing there for all three of the, for all of those keywords. So Home Advisor is putting themselves on Google. They're paying Google about $6 million a month to do this type of marketing all over the U.S. When they get a lead in your area, that's what they're selling to you for a lead fee. And then it's going to like four or five other guys. And like you said, they're charging all of you whether you get the job or not. So, you know, if we list you independently here on the first page of Google, it solves that problem, though. It allows the customers to just call you right off the first page as a live call. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate, so you'll know what you're spending each month.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you look at, like, Crescent Ridge Landscapes, I don't know if you've heard of them at all.
Yeah.
Or Chempro Lawn Care or CGS Waterproofing. You know, these guys, they're all on something like a platinum package. The platinum package is advertised there on our website at $599. That comes with the website and everything. But what I could do, if you're willing to come on board with us today on a month-to-month basis and give it a shot, I can reduce the cost by 50%. You know, I could drop it down to just $299 and get your foot in the door. And then I'm pretty confident after a month or two, if you compare this to what you have in that Home Advisor program, you know, I'll probably be saving you some money and making you more at the same time. You'll probably wind up canceling that service if you haven't already.
Yeah.
No, and it comes with tracking. It. So, oh, sorry, what was that?
How many clicks I get?
How many clicks do you get?
I mean, is that what you mean by it?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. I don't know if you went into a dead area. Can you say that again?
What is it? When you say it comes with tracking, what does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a tracking system that's hooked up to a platform called Google Analytics, and it allows us to show you how many leads, clicks, and calls that you've been getting from your placement. So if somebody's on a mobile device, it'll track the calls, if they're on a PC, we can only track the clicks because we can't track if they copy the number down, paste it into their phone, and then call you. But the ones who just call you with the click-to-call feature on the mobile device, like they look up your service, they click on you, you know, we could track that. They even save the recording, too, so that way you can log into it and actually see all the customers that we're bringing in for you each month. Another huge advantage to having that platform is we could see which keywords and services that are going to generate the most phone calls for you. So that way we're not guessing on what's going to get your phone ringing. We have data that goes back like 10 years in this area, and we could pull that and come up with a set of recommended keywords that's going to get you the most exposure and traffic for the business.
Okay.
So we're not guessing, you know, it's a customized targeted marketing. Yeah, it'd be $299 a month. Yep, and it's month to month. So you're coming back at your own will. You're not binded to a contract.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I think that
thanks,
says a lot.
I'm gonna think about it, but it's not something I can, not
the cost? Too expensive?
Yeah, right now with doing the home advisors, I mean, I'm probably spending about that much on home advisors. So, I mean, it's something I'm going to consider, but I got to get rid of.
Yeah, but you're spending that much on home advisor? Yeah, but you don't have a website, and then they're charging you per lead. So if they're charging you $30 a lead, you get 10 leads, you spent $300, right? This, you'll get a lot more than 10 leads, and you have your own website. Your Google reviews are still up there, like, far more people are using Google than HomeAdvisor. That's why HomeAdvisor pays Google. But I texted you my number. I mean, we have a spot open now. That's the most important thing. So, I mean, do your homework. You know, I know you probably got to pull some funds together too. And then if it's something that, you know, you decide you want, call in. As long as we have that spot available, I can work with you.
All right. Sounds good. I'll be calling you back. I'm gonna get listed here soon. I'm driving and I'm on vacation right now. So, but I got your number. You text me. I'll be in contact here soon because I need to do that.
Can pay for your next 10 vacations with this, man. So, I mean, do your homework and then, like I said, give me a call. If I have the spot open, my job's to fill it. So I'm gonna fill it. I'm gonna make sure that you, you know, get that rate, but I can't hold my breath. I've had a lot of guys tell me, you know, hey, I'll call you back, and I just, you know, got to keep on chugging. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, I see. I you'll be hearing from me. I got to get things rolling on that end here very soon.
I hear you.
So.
I mean, we have the availability now, but again, I mean, you're saying it's coming down the cost, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really not even the cost. It's just the time. I'm driving on vacation right now.
I hear you.
But, yeah, it's really not even a cost issue right now. It's really,
if it's something you want to give a shot, I mean, it would take me like 3 to 5 minutes to get an account set up. And the point is it's going to take 7 to 10 days to get your PIN verification, your website built. You know, we could be working while you're on vacation. So that way when you get home, your phone's ringing. You don't have to worry about where the next job's coming from, you know?
Is it a no contract, is that right? So I can cancel it anytime. So I can try it out for like a month or two and just don't work out. Okay.
Yep. Everybody that we work with, it's on a month-to-month basis unless they call in to do the contract. So we like it month-to-month. So that way we can evaluate you and you can evaluate us on how we're performing.
All right.
But I'm telling you, if you're gonna compare it to what you're using now, you'll love this. It's a no-brainer.
Because we're spending about that much right now. I guess let's get things rolling. Then what do we gotta do?
I have to create a business profile. Are you driving with the fam or the missus?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you a text. I'm going to set you up right now, but I'm going to send you this text real quick here, too, so this way she knows that you're making the right decision here. Because I didn't mention this before, but the Federal Trade Commission is about to shut Home Advisor down any day now. I'm just going to send you the report and let you guys read into that. So I'm basically going to save you a headache. You're going to save yourself a headache in getting this set up right here.
they need to be shut down.
I know. I didn't want to bash them, though, to earn your business, you know, so I just kind of left that part out. But since you're saying you're going to give me a shot, I'm like, okay, look, you made a smart decision, because the Federal Trade Commission basically has labeled them a scam and has been investigating them since March, so they're probably about a month and a half, 2 months away from getting shut down. It usually takes about 6 months in order for them to shut a company of that size down.
I believe it.
Yep. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of that before? Your GBP? Okay, this is what the customers see when they do a search for your services. So it's going to have like your name, address, phone number, link to your website on it, the business name, not your name, but a link to the website on it, have your hours of operation, an email address. So I just have to verify all that information. I'm going to submit it to Google, and then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. There's a five-digit number I'm going to need off the back of that letter when you receive it. So when you get back home from your vacation, you know, obviously look for that in the mailbox, or let the missus know to look for that in the mailbox. I just need that little five-digit number, and then I could go ahead and post you. Between now and then, I'm going to try to get the website and everything set up, so that way once you get that postcard, we can just go ahead and go live with it, put you in position to start receiving some calls and some new clients. Sound good? All right. What's your last name?
Chaney, C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Okay. And you're the sole owner, Dustin, or do you have a partner?
No, I'm a sole owner.
Okay. What's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing, since I'm giving you that discounted pricing structure on the Platinum package?
It's going to be Turf and Tree Wizard. Just an N, like N as in Nancy, not the whole.
Okay, I gotcha. Turf and Tree Wizards.
Yeah, Turf and Tree Wizards at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. And then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the customers to contact you. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And is Turf and Tree Wizards Incorporated or an LLC at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
LLC.
Do you want the LLC displayed on the business name, or do you just want it to say Turf and Tree Wizards?
I don't know. What do you think?
It looks more professional. Yeah, it looks more professional. I mean, it's a good thing to have, too. Yeah. It just makes you look more legit.
Yeah, put it on there.
Okay. And then for the PIN verification letter, what's the street address that I could send that to?
Send it to 2421 Iris Drive. That's I-R-I-S Drive. Southeast.
Okay.
Conyers, Georgia.
30013?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. Here we go. All right, like I said, 3 to 5 days to receive. So it's Tuesday. I mean, you could have it by Friday, Monday or Tuesday at the latest next week. But remember, I need that five-digit number on the back of it. So whoever's in charge of checking your mail, don't throw that away, because I don't want to have to resend it out to you. I mean, we could three-way call Google and phone verify it, but this is the most legitimate way to get it done. So look out for that. And then I'm going to build you a .com website. Do you guys have, like, photos of work that you've done in the past, or a company logo that we could use for that website?
Yeah, I'd have to get it all to you.
Okay. Well, don't stress about it right now, but I'm going to send you my phone number, and then I'm also going to send you an email address. It's called photos@localsplash.com. If you could send them in there, you know, when you guys are sipping your pina coladas or whatever you're doing over there. That would be helpful, so that way I could get that website up and running as soon as possible.
Okay.
And then we'll continue to fine-tune it. So the hosting's included in your site, so, I mean, any changes you want to make, it's included. Just let us know what you want to do with it as we go, and then we'll make those revisions until, you know, it's perfect or how you want it to look. And then how do you want your hours of operation displayed, like your work hours?
I mean, like 8 to 5.
8 to 5 p.m. Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekend too?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay, what about Saturday and Sunday? You want me to just list it as closed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to go fast here. I know you guys are driving and you want to focus on your vacation. So I have the business profile set up. We do have to do a client interview with you. It's going to be with another technician. They'll call you. They're basically going to walk you through getting your keywords set up, getting the service area set up, and then they have like a questionnaire for the website. So usually it takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. I know the last thing you want to do is spend more time on this later today, but is there a time later today or tomorrow where I can have them give you a call and walk you through that?
Tomorrow afternoon, evening.
Evening? I know you're on, you said you're on vacation. Are you still in the state of Georgia?
Not right now.
Okay, are you still on Eastern Standard Time, or?
Yeah, we're on Eastern Standard Time. We're in Florida.
Okay. Oh, okay. Nice. What time tomorrow are you thinking? I could do any time between 10 a.m. all the way up until 6 and 7 in the afternoon.
Do like a 6 or so. I think we'll be driving.
You want to do it between 6 and 7 tomorrow?
Yeah, 6 and 7.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll also send you a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment. Just to confirm it's still a good time for you. I'll let them know you're on vacation. So, you know, if you come across as like a little too tipsy, we'll reschedule, okay?
we'll be driving tomorrow, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to tell the tech. If he sounds like he had one too many, just call him back when he's coherent.
That'll work. Yeah, okay. You don't know.
All right, so I got the client interview set up tomorrow between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard. I sent that invitation to your Gmail, so you should have that shortly. And then you'll also get that text, like I said, around 5. And then last thing I got to do, last part to bother you, it's the worst part, like peeling a scab. I got to secure that first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that,
yeah.
Dustin?
Oh, yeah, credit card.
Okay, is it going to... Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
We'll do my name.
Okay, so just as Dustin Cheney. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
No, it's a different address.
Okay, what's the billing address for this card?
100.
100?
Alcovey Way.
Alcovey?
That's Covington, James. Yeah.
Can you spell the street name for me?
A-L-C-O-V-Y. Way, W-A-Y.
Okay, gotcha. I found it. It's the only street like that in the whole state of Georgia with that name. Okay, 30014?
Yep.
Okay, is it Alcovey Forest Way or Alcovey Reserve Way?
No, just Alcovey Way.
Okay, I got it. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yeah. 4147. 0979. 0217.
0217
6926.
6926. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
01/27.
27, and there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
843.
All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say, Dustin, that you don't understand or you don't agree with, you stop me, okay? I'll rephrase it for you. I got a question. I know this is like super off topic, but before I start this recording, do people call you Dusty?
Some people.
Yeah?
A couple.
My best friend, he passed away recently. And actually, like super recent, where I had to go to his celebration of life was this weekend, and his name was Dustin, and we called him Dusty, and he was like my childhood friend from when I was like 6 years old to now we're 36. So I just thought that was kind of ironic. It gave me goosebumps. So I was like talking to you in the beginning of the call, but another thing I just didn't want to bring up randomly. But I love that name.
Sorry to hear that about your friend. He died young.
Yeah. Yeah, you know when your boy's in the neighborhood and he's just growing up doing stupid boy stuff, you know, we shoot BB guns at each other and beat each other up and go ride skateboards and stuff. So he was, yeah, he was a good buddy of mine. It was a tough weekend, but it was just kind of weird that you had this, his name, and then, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
It's really cool. I love that name too. We always called him Dusty though, instead of Dustin. Dustin was like his
mom. I was gonna say, any of my close buddies would call me that. You know what I mean? Not really.
Dusty. Yeah. It was just, in the beginning, I used to always joke around with him, like, you old Dusty dog, like, you know, when we were kids, and then I didn't even think about it like that as we got older, you know. It's just like, oh man, that's just Dusty, man. It's part of his personality. He's cool. All right, so I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. I want to let you know also, I'm going to be your account lead, so I'm going to be kind of bugging you in the beginning while we're getting the website and everything set up, and then once it's all set up and you start getting a couple clients, I see you get your feet wet, I'll back off and kind of let you do your own thing. But just in the beginning, when we're getting it all set up and running, I'm going to kind of pester you just to make sure we're not missing anything, okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me.
All right.
Okay, so you guys are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Surfing Tree Wizard.
Thank you and your company. Okay, thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's like you guys are an LLC, right? Okay. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the company?
Justin Cheney, sole ownership.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Turf and Tree Wizards LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Dustin, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. So that one's pretty easy. We're not going to ride you too much if you're missing calls, especially if you're like out of town and stuff. I'll understand that. But we did notice that people who answered the live calls have a lot higher success. Your chances of closing are almost like 90% once they've already called you. So try to be mindful of that, getting the live ones. And then if you miss the calls, you can always go into your tracking system, get their information, call them back.
Right.
And then it says here, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we already know what you're doing with Home Advisor. It's just saying if you're going to add anything else, let me know so I can make sure somebody's not messing up your website or messing with your Google business profile. I also don't want you paying for something that you already have through us. So if you're not sure, just double check here. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask you to give it 2 months when you sign up, but it's 1 month. It's paid out 1 month at a time, fully cancelable at any time. The initial term and account setup charge will be charged today. It is July 20th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum package. So I've upgraded your package. You'll have that discount indefinitely. So as long as you're with us or choose to come back, it'll renew each month on the 20th day at $299. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. All that we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms. Okay. I kind of sped through that because I got a notification from finance that said insufficient funds when they try to process your first month's payment.
On the car?
Yeah. It came back insufficient funds for the $299.
That card should have went through. Let me check.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff set up to, like, auto-process on my account, so sometimes I have a little less in there than I actually thought. That happens to me all the time. I got two boys, too, so it's like, who knows what they're getting into. I got to make sure that I hide the computer. I had my youngest son actually buy himself a bike off of Amazon before.
Maybe I just got a, they sent me a message via text asking if I recognized the purchase. Because the money's there.
Yeah.
It's a credit card, too. That's why I thought it would have went through. Cause it's
yeah, no,
credit
it could be a security measure, though. You just have to authorize the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through that before.
Yeah.
So there's a part of that message where you can, like, approve it. And then I can try to reprocess it.
Try it again now. Yeah, it says if your car was the con, try it again now.
Okay. Let me,
Finance. Security.
Yeah, it's a good security measure to have, though. I need to actually activate that through schools first. Okay.
it
cleared. Yeah, it's supposed to, though. I mean, any transactions usually that are over $200 should have some kind of security on it, but I don't know. Like, I have a Bank of America, and I also have Schools First. I know Schools First sends me notifications, but my Bank of America doesn't. My Bank of America will just process.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't mad at it.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to have. But upon your initial payment oh, my God, the landscaper. Okay. Sorry about that. We got this landscaper outside our office. Okay, so it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message. It's loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It'll also contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. So, at the end of your client interview tomorrow, between 6 and 7, they're going to give you a username and a password, and then there's also a, like, 6.5 minute, 7 minute long YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system. But like I said, I'll be here to assist you too. So if you run into something with a tracking system or with a campaign that you don't understand, I mean, to put it bluntly, that's basically what you pay us for, is to make sure that it's working for you. So, you know, don't hesitate to call in if you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns along the way. Like I said, I want to make sure that everything's going smoothly, at least until we have you up and running, and then once we have you up and running, it'll kind of take care of itself as long as you guys are answering the phone.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right. So I know you want to get back to the road and your vacation. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. A couple things I want you to keep in mind, obviously, Dustin, the client interview tomorrow between 6 and 7. I already sent you the calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then we'll text you an hour before. And then sign the subscription terms. You'll see in the text message, you'll have an outline of the agreement there. It'll say, like, please click here to have everything in writing. And at the bottom, you got to sign off on it. It's not a contract, but I just want to make sure we have documented everything we're doing for you with that discounted pricing structure that I gave you. And then, of course, that PIN verification, when you get that little five-digit number in the mail, just make sure you give me a call. I need that. So I'll be in contact with you next week. What time are you guys getting back to Georgia, or what day?
Probably tomorrow night sometime.
Oh, okay. So it'll be before the weekend then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, let me get out of your hair. Enjoy your vacation, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow afternoon when you're on your way home.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
You have a good one.
Hey, I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a great day as well.
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.